Okay. I'd like to reconvene. 12:51. I'd like to call the meeting of the Connecticut Student Loan Foundation Board to order. First item of business is the approval of the minutes from December 19th. And I'm hoping, as is our custom, that people have taken time to read them and review them. Is there a motion to accept the minutes as presented?
So move, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew. Is there a second? I'm happy to second it. Motion has been made and seconded to accept the minutes from December 19th as presented. Is there any discussion? Any edits or changes that need to be made? Any comments on the minutes? Hearing none, I will call for a vote to accept the minutes for December 19th as presented. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Are there any abstentions?
Yes, this is Bettina. I'm abstaining. I was not a member then.
Thank you, Bettina. One abstention.
Mike Izzati, same here. I wasn't present, so I'm going to abstain.
Thank you, Michael. Two abstentions. Motion carries with two abstentions. Thank you very much. All right, Jeanette, Executive Director's report.
Yes, so I wanted to give an update, and actually Denise will be providing the bulk of it. But if you recall, we received a notice from Ed Financial, who is the loan servicer for the CSLF loans that are outstanding, saying that they were no longer going to be servicing FFELP loans and that we needed to transition to a new loan servicer. So if you recall, we did an RFP process. We selected FIA as the new loan servicer. And so I'll turn it over to Denise to comment on that transition.
Thanks, Jeanette. So we are in the final stages of the contract negotiation. We have reached agreement on all material issues. So we should have that executed within the next week or so. The goal is to have loans converted by the end of May. That's what we're looking for. We're having it. We're having FIA confirm that that's still feasible. I think Ed Financial and Goal Structure Solutions are working on a matrix as to all the to-do items that need to be taken care of before the conversion actually starts. So I think we're in pretty good shape right now. If anyone has any questions, be happy to address them.
Any questions for Denise? All right. Thank you, Denise. Jeanette, anything else under authority executive director's update?
No, that's it.
Okay. Thank you, Jeanette. Thank you, Denise. Okay. Financial reports.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. Kevin Berry, accountant for CSLF and CHIFA. If I could start on page 10. Consolidated change in net position. Operating revenues for the consolidated trust and agency were $3 million as compared to $2.3 million in the prior year and budgeted at $2 million. 98% of revenues are generated from interest income on loans receivable, and we were $1 million over the forecasted budget. Consolidated expenses were $2.7 million in the current fiscal year, compared to $1.5 million in the prior fiscal year and budgeted at $3 million. And the majority, about 70% of the expenses, are derived from the interest paid on the bonds outstanding. And the change in net position for the current fiscal year is an increase of $300K as compared to a gain of $803,000 in the prior fiscal year. Any questions on the P&L? If not, I'd like to go to page 8, the balance sheet. Total assets decreased from $112 million to as compared to $135 million in the prior fiscal year. This is just a result of the payments received on student loans. Total liabilities decreased from 89 million from 110 million. And this is due to the pay down on the bonds, which we use student loan income for. Total net position at December 31st is 23.2 million as compared to 25 million in the prior fiscal year. Thank you. Any questions?
No. Questions for Kevin? All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bond redemption.
Yes, thank you. So good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're at. Looking at some of the bond redemption activity, this starts on page 14 of the package. There were a total of 5.1 million of bonds redeemed during the quarter as compared to 9.15 million in the prior quarter. That's broken down between with 3.6 million on the A1 tranche and 1.5 million on the A2 tranche. And the quarter's activity resulted in an ending bond outstanding balance of approximately 88 million. And that represents a 5.5% decline from the prior quarter. Moving to page 15, we continue to see increases in rates and term, with the weighted average coupon increasing 11 basis points from 6.62 to 6.63. And then the weighted average remaining term increasing from approximately 190 to 198 months. Looking at some of the forbearance activity, the FFELP portfolio saw an increase in forbearances from 6.39 to 15.63%. And as of the end of the quarter, there were no forbearances on the private portfolio. And those are really all the comments I had. Were there any questions related to the bond activity?
Anything for Justin? All right. Thank you, Justin. Okay. So Jeanette, the contribution for the Cheswell Scholarship Program.
Yes. So on page 17 of your board package is the resolution to authorize or to make the transfer of the funding of the $500,000 annually that's transferred from CSLF to Cheslet to fund the scholarship program. This is a budgeted item, you know, that has already been included in the CSLF budget. And we typically, the CSLF board just votes to have the transfer occur. And this is by June 1st so that we have the dollars fully available when it comes time to fund the scholarships.
I would like to move the date by June 1, 2023, the second line, that a contribution by June 1, 2023. Otherwise, it looks like it's a little strange.
Marty, I didn't hear you, Marty. What are you suggesting the wording gets changed to?
This is in this resolution. Right. It resolved by the board of directors of the foundation that a contribution add there by June 1, 2023, from the foundation to Cheslet in the amount of $500,000.
Yes,
move up the date by June 2023 after the word contribution in the second line.
I think we can make that change, Marty.
That's right. Fine.
It's more important on the next resolution.
Okay.
So with that, I would move that resolution.
Thank you. Motion's been made. Someone like to second that motion to adopt the resolution for the contribution of the Cheslet Scholarship Program. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thanks, Julie. It's been moved and seconded to adopt the resolution for the contribution for Cheslet Scholarship Program with the one edit of changing the position of the date in that paragraph. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Motion carries. All right. And Jeanette, the contribution for the loan program.
Right. So I'd like to start by turning it over to Tim Webb. Hilltop ran, Tim ran the, some cash flows on the CSLF trust to confirm that dollars are available and the cash flows can support this type of transfer. So, Tim.
Sure. Thanks, Jeanette. For the record, Tim Webb, Hilltop Securities, CSLF. A municipal advisor. Jeanette asked me to run some cash flows on the CSLF trust, the 2006 trust, to be sure that we didn't run into any kind of liquidity issue if we were to pull money out of CSLF for the transfer to CHESLA for ongoing loan programs. Just to remind everybody, these were auction rate bonds that were sold a long time ago. They're in failed auction rate mode. They have a nominal maturity of June 1 of 2046. There is not a requirement for the payment of principal at this point, but as evidenced by the financials that were just put forth, every month, essentially, we're making payments on those bonds. The bond balance has continued to drop. So I ran cash flows off of 12/31 data. I asked the servicer, Ed Financial, to provide me with loan portfolio data, ran cash flows with assumptions indicating a withdrawal of $3 million from the trust on April 1st. The cash flows also incorporated the $500,000 for the scholarship for as long as the bonds remain outstanding. Using the assumptions, taking forward curves that we got off of our structured products desk, for the various indices that control these bonds, including the 91-day T-bill, 3 months commercial paper, and 1 year constant maturity treasury. Those are all used either in the determination of the rate on the bonds or on the underlying assets, the FFELP loans. So based on all those assumptions, there's no liquidity problem. It looks like the bonds could pay off as early as 2030. When I stress the cash flows from a liquidity perspective, by including a 40% IBR, income-based repayment assumption on the portfolio, the bond still paid off by 2039. So based on these sets of assumptions as running the cash flows off 12/31 data, we don't see a problem with being able to pull $3 million out of this trust.
And Tim did provide a letter to this effect, and we will... We can share it with the board, but he summarized the contents of this letter in the comments that he just made. But the letter is being displayed on the screen.
Okay. Jeanette, if you could make a fine letter. If you could make sure that letter is distributed after the meeting, that'd be great.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So,
Peter, I would just like to make one other comment. We started this process a little bit late. Apologize for it not being able to get to the board in the normal time, but the cash flows were not completed until this past weekend. So that's why the tardiness in getting the letter out to y'all.
No worries, Tim. You certainly have built up some credibility with this board member over the years, so I'm not worried about that. Thank you.
I've been working on my street cred, so thank you, Mr. Chair.
You got it.
So so that sort of lays the foundation for the resolution that we're going to present, and actually we have made an update to the resolution from what's in the board package. So what we are proposing, in the board package, we were showing $2,250,000 is coming from the CSLF trust, and then there was another $750,000 coming out of the operating account. The revised resolution that is on the screen now increases the amount coming from the trust, and it's consistent with what Tim ran in the cash flows. So it's increasing it by $750,000, so it'll be the $3 million, which Tim assumed in the cash flows. And the reason we would like to increase The amount of that transfer is so that we can have $750,000 available to go towards an equity contribution for the upcoming Chesla bond transaction. And so that would be the numbers associated with the bond deal will all be part of that special meeting on April 4th, showing the impact of the equity contribution, et cetera. But we wanted to have, knowing that the CSLF Trust can very comfortably withstand that amount of transfer, we wanted to have those dollars available to maximize the flexibility in that regard. So that is what is captured in item three, as shown on the in the resolution on the screen.
Marty Budd, I have a couple of questions. One, did Tim do his cash flows based on $3,750,000 plus $500,000, which I guess is over 4 months?
So Tim's cash flows are on the trust. The additional $750,000 that is coming from the operating account is outside the trust.
Okay,
so that's
thank you. Now,
and Mr. Budd, if I may, yes, sir. The $500,000 on the scholarship is right. Reflected in the cash flows being withdrawn every June 1, as right. Long as the bonds are outstanding.
Good. Thank you very much. Now, so just on the resolution for item six, a contribution I'd like to move up again by July 1, 2023, $750,000 operating account. What words do you have instead of in support of the Refi Connecticut program?
I guess we could just say for the.
For the what?
For the Refi CT loan program and Chesla loan program as allocated by Chesla.
Oh, I see. So you don't have to change the words because it could be for either.
Correct.
Right. But I still would like to move up a contribution by July 1 because otherwise it says it's authorized by July 1. So it's a little confusing. That's right. Why I'd like to make it clear it's the contribution by July 1.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that can be moved up.
And also the same on paragraph 2 before a contribution by July 1 of up to $3 million.
Yes. Right. And then okay. The same for paragraph 3.
Yeah.
What does paragraph 3 change?
Moving the date up would also apply
same,
there.
Same thing.
It's what's on the screen, Marty. It's what's on the screen, not what's in your packet.
Say again?
It's the resolution on your screen, not the version that's in the board package.
Okay. What could you read? I have 1, 2, 3 in the board package.
Right. And so there's the a new one on the screen, 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Because could you read it to me? Because it's a little small on my screen. All right. Contribution of up to, oh, there's another 750. Oh, I see. You have it broken down.
Right.
Yes.
Contribution 250, the 750, the trust estate established on the indent. Oh, it's 7 equity contribution. I see. So you've added another 750.
Correct. So the amount that's will be coming from the trust is $3 million in total.
I see.
$2,250,000 as described in the original paragraph 2, and then right. Another $750,000 that will be available for an equity contribution.
Right. So yes, I now see. So moving up the date in 3 also.
Correct.
With those changes, I'll make a motion that we adopt resolution shown on the screen.
Thank you, Marty, with those changes. Marty's, we've got a motion to adopt the resolution with the aforementioned editing. Is there a second for that?
Andrew, second.
Thank you, Andrew. Is there further discussion, questions? Questions for Tim, questions for Jeanette? Further questions or comments on the resolution? All right, hearing none, all those in favor of adopting the resolution for the contribution to Chesil's loan programs as edited per our discussion, please say aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Are there any abstentions? Thank you very much. The motion carries unanimously. Is there any other business anyone would like to bring forward? Mm-hmm. Any new business, any item for the good of the cause? Hearing none, I'd be happy to entertain a motion for adjournment. Anyone?
So moved. So moved.
This is Julie. Thank you, Julie. Thank you, Marty, for the second. All those in favor of adjournment, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you all very much for your time.